It's Friday.
And that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
We've got a really exciting artist, and I think many of us have been sleeping on her talent because she's been at this and been in the business for about 10 years or so, collaborating, working with different artists, and of course, creating her own networks within the music industry. She is Soweto born and raised. She was handpicked to be part of the opening act for Sam Smith when he did his South African tour, the South African leg of his world tour, and that is musician Bonge. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome, welcome to 702. And congratulations on the release of your new EP, A Journal. Hello.
Hi, Azania. It's so lovely to chat to you. I'm like a huge fan, obviously. But yeah, it's so lovely to also share the music and share my story.
Yes. I loved your sound. I thought it was so sexy. Till the Tide, that it's such a sexy song. So when news broke that you've got a new EP, it's like we've got to pay closer attention. So congratulations. And you've dropped some of the singles from it. But what would you say A Journal is about?
So A Journal, I'd like to describe it as an audio diary of moments, experiences that I've had, places that I've been to. Just basically for me, when I was putting together the project and I was looking at the music, I could literally pinpoint, you know, what was happening on that certain day, you know, when I was writing that particular song. I mean, a song like a movie I wrote with Sketchy Bongo, I literally flew up to Durban. I mean, and that whole experience was like a whole movie, you know, meeting him for the first time, us working together for the first time in the studio, feeling so intimidated and nervous at the same time, you know. And a song like Ain't It True reminds me of my band in Cape Town while I was at UCT. Those are my Cape Town days, you know. And a song like Against the Grain is, you know, obviously it takes me back to definitely a moment when I was opening for Sam Smith and, you know, Zintle was there endorsing me and, you know, just helping me and being part of, you know, a song like that with me. So yeah, it's literally just an audio diary of who I am, what I've been through, my journey as a songwriter as well, and my sonic journey as well, the sound that I've been working on and just trying to hone and craft.
No, when you talk about your sound, I wanted to talk about that jazz, those years of studying jazz at UCT, because jazz in its very nature is an art of improvisation, you know, it's a major part of it. And you bring together elements of different styles and different sounds. Would you say this has helped to improve that a bit, like the improvisation that comes with jazz, or that as a grounding makes
absolutely
the building blocks of creating the sound that much easier?
Absolutely. I don't think I would be able to even understand music or appreciate music the way I do had I not been through studying or been through the institutions. I mean, me just learning or understanding the beauty of jazz music itself and the history, the richness of it also. It helps so much, you know, all those years and studies, but also being around like-minded individuals who are, you know, who are literally after the same, you know, dream. I could say they definitely have influenced and helped me as a singer-songwriter, but also I feel like as I consider, you know, every singer an instrumentalist as well. So, yeah, I feel like it definitely has helped me and definitely built, you know, this voice and shaped my voice and is a huge influence, clearly, in my music.
I was saying that we're sleeping on you because when you look at the kind of collaborations you've done in the past, the music that you've just released, the quality of that sound, the vocal abilities that you have, and some of the notable achievements along the way, opening for Sam Smith was amazing. Your music is featured on that Rhythm of Zamunda, the Coming to America soundtrack with your song Ain't It True. So they're all these things where anyone who discovers you thinks, what? She's been doing all of this. Where did she come from?
I've been hustling, and I really owe it to me crossing paths with somebody like Trizzo, singer-songwriter. I mean, I was lucky when I was coming back home after UCT in Cape Town in 2017, you know, just meeting him and telling him that, you know, I'm going to be in the city, come through, you know, I'd love to connect with you. And he, you know, my writing partner actually convinced him to come see me perform one night And that's how we actually started talking about a songwriting deal. I signed with him right there on the spot. And I've just seen really, like, you know, doors open for me. I've just had, you know, an incredible access to amazing musicians in our country. And yeah, I've just been lucky, you know. I remember sitting down with him and he was like to me, listen, send me a wish list. Who would you like to work with?
Wow.
And I literally, yeah, so Zinhle was there, Takapo was there, Sketchy Bongo was there, and all these, and every, and there's so many other artists were on there. And I'm just ticking off the list, you know, and I'm just lucky to have somebody like him as a mentor.
In your corner.
Guiding me.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my corner, who also understands my sound and knows what I've been through, and it's just really looking out for me and wants the best for my career.
Yeah. So Bonj, let's get to the music before we run out of time, because you've put together a beautiful 13-minute long performance with the selection of some of your songs. So let's let our listeners experience and discover you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the chat.
Wonderful. So A Journal is available for streaming and download on all major digital platforms. Let's take a break and then bring you the music of South African Soweto born and raised Bonj.